Acts 2:17. I want to present this scripture in a new light. Now that I understand what it means, I jump in. Acts 2, verse 17. It shall come to pass, we're in that day, in the last days, I do believe we qualify. Amen. God, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men will see visions. That's me. Your old men shall dream dreams. That's your old men. Forever, I've just read that because I read it. How many of you just read that because you read it? I'm thinking, really, old men will dream dreams? I said, I've had a lot of dreams, and I'm not old yet. I would say, yet. I've had a lot of dreams. Do you know what that's actually saying? That the young men, you're going to receive the vision. But the old men, you know what that word old men means? It actually means those that are in authority. Those like the Sanhedrin, actually in the Strong, it says the heavenly Sanhedrin, the elders among you, those that are in authority, they'll dream dreams. That word dream is not just the one you go sleep in your bed. That word dream is you dream the dream of God. You dream the dream of the Father. You dream with the Father. The young men will receive the vision, but when you become of age, when you become mature, when you come into a place of authority with God, you don't have authority with man. Authority is better than authority. Authority with God is better than authority with men. A lot of you want authority with men, but I'm telling you, authority with the Father is much higher. When you have authority with the Father, He'll give you authority with men. You try to get authority with men without the Father, you're going to get it all messed up. But He says the men of age, the mature, the ones that come of age in God, they'll dream the dream of God. They'll dream with the Father. They'll dream with Him. The Father will dream with you. He'll perambulate with you. How many of you heard my message on perambulating with the Father? I don't even know what that word meant. I had to go look it up. Can you imagine? I asked Anna because she's the walking dictionary, and she didn't even know what I meant. But normally she knows what the words mean. But it means the Father to take a stroll with you, to survey with you, to walk with you. That it actually, when it says my Father will walk in you, He goes, you're the temple of the living God, as God said, I will dwell in them and I will walk in them. That word walk means to perambulate. He walks with you in the vision. He walks with you, dream with Him there. That's where Abraham dreamed with the Father. Abraham dreamed in his dream center. Your heart, put your hand on your heart. Your heart is the dream center. It's the dream center of God. It's the vision center. See, there's a vision that God gives you, and then there's the dream. Do you know the difference? The vision God gives you, the dream, is a corporate union with the Father where you dream the dream together. See, God had a dream for Abraham to have many nations. Out of his loins would come kings. He put that dream in Abraham, and then Abraham dreamed. See, he had the vision when he was 75. He learned to dream when he was 99. Do you get the difference? He had a vision at 75, but God had to get Abraham out of the way. See, when the vision comes, you're full of you. When the vision comes, you're full of you and everything else. And the vision walks with you, and the vision tries you, like the Bible said, the word of the Lord tried Joseph. It's going to try you. But then there's going to come a time you're going to dream with the God. It wasn't until 99 that Abraham dreamed. We know this in Romans 4. He said he was about 100 years old, and he achieved the kind of faith that the Father was looking for that he could not get all those other years previously. He said he was fully persuaded. He staggered not at the promise of God, became fully persuaded. The reason, because he learned to dream with the Father. That vision got into his heart, and he learned to sit with the Father and dream with Him. The stars have to be inside you. The sand of the seashore, your vision has to move from vision to dream. Amen? You can carry a vision for a lifetime, but you dream with the Father in union and in faith. Isn't that glorious? Glory to God forever. Father, let me dream the dream with you. It's when the Father comes and dwells with you, you dream again. Many of you are afraid to dream. Many of you are afraid to dream. The enemy comes hard at God's people. A lot of times you'll come in the youth to break the creativity. He wants to steal the creativity. He'll come and, why do you think all the things that are being thrown at the children are so full of the occult and so full of the demonic realm? You ever even see the commercials sometime at these movies they put out? I mean, how many demons can they put in a commercial? What he wants to do is steal the dream center of our youth. See, he wants to steal that part. So he wants to own that part so he can produce his harvest from their heart. So he said, guard the heart with all diligence, for out of it's going to flow the issues and the wellsprings of life. As a man thinketh in his what? Heart. We're the gatekeepers of the kingdom. We think, we believe in the heart. In the heart. Hallelujah. Everyone say the heart. This is the highest form of faith, is to dream with the Father in the heart, to dream his dream. But his dream includes you too. Amen. Listen, God's dream is not just, I'm going to just dream about the kingdom. Well, if you understand the proper definition of the kingdom is everything Christ inherited for the lost world, everything Christ inherited for his church, and everything Christ inherited for you and your family. God has it all in the kingdom for you. Amen. And he comes to dream with you in your heart. You got to let him release. Amen. You got to get him in there. You got to let him release. Now, in 1 Corinthians 13, it says you could have faith that moved mountains but not possess love. So there is a faith, because I know I move mountains without possessing the Father's love. But now, coming to a new level. Everyone say new level. Where we dream in union with God. We dream with him. We dream in harmony with him. We're in harmony with him. He's in harmony with us. We love him. He loves us. And we produce from a garden of union. And that garden is a union with Father, Son, Holy Ghost in you. Coming out of your garden, and everybody is in one accord together. Amen? That's what the Father wants. The Father wants to come. He says, you're the temple of the living God. And the Father said, I will dwell in you. I will walk and perambulate with you. I will be your God, you be my people, and I'll be a father to you. Does that sound like the Father? Come in to perambulate with me. How's the Father walk in me? It's a big space in there when you get in there. Your heart is not just a 1 foot square. Everyone look at your neighbor and say, amen. It's the kingdom of God. The kingdom is within you. Everyone say, broaden my stakes. Broaden my tent. Stretch forth the curtains of my habitation. The more you dwell, see, thing is, the reason why we see it so small, we don't give any attention to it. When you learn to give attention to it, it starts lengthening and it starts broadening. It starts growing in there. It's a very large place. I like the example that Pastor Chuck used today of his grandson, Grayson, when he took him to the beach. Well, as far as he knew, that was it. That was the ocean, is what he could see right there. He don't know that there's an ocean all over the world. All he saw was there, and he jumped in. But that's his whole, because his experience is defining. His sight and experience is defining what he sees. He said, for all he knew, he said, Dad, let's go back to the ocean. This is that one spot. He don't know there's another ocean and another one and another one and another one. All right, go to Matthew 13. He said unto them, unto you is given to know. Say, no, the mystery of the kingdom. Listen, the kingdom is a mystery until the Holy Ghost brings it to light. Listen, everything Christ spoke, most of it, was mystery. Amen. He spoke in mystery. His own disciples didn't understand what they were saying. The multitudes were not there to hear his grand revelations. They were there to get to receive signs, miracles, and wonders that are flowing out of him. But the revelations, what was going to build his church on. He wasn't building his church on the sign, miracle, wonder. He's building on the revelation. He said, now listen, I got to go away. I'm going to be your high priest now. I got a new mission to mediate between you and the Father. But I'm going to leave my words with the Holy Ghost, because don't even think you're going to try to figure that out. And where people miss it is in their mind and their heart. They try to get their mind and extract revelation knowledge with their mind. You can't do that. Do not read the word with your mind. You don't get revelation by approaching the Lord with your mind. You approach it with the Holy Ghost. I sit back in my chair with the Holy Ghost. I let him do the explaining. I let him do the unfolding of the mystery. That's what he's been sent for. Give him his proper place, and you'll start getting more revelation. You've got to give him time to do that, though, to extract the mysteries. Well, these kind of mysteries are there to teach us how the kingdom of God unfolds. Amen? And if we understand the mysteries, we start understanding how this thing works. Notice what he said in verse 12, whosoever hath the word of God, to him will be given more. If you have the mysteries of God, you have a capacity for more. Him that has not, and he'll be given him in abundance. You find someone flowing in revelation, they'll keep flowing in revelation. They'll flow in the abundance of revelation because they've tapped in. Everyone say, tap in. But him that hath not, if you don't watch it, even what you have will be taken from you. The enemy wants your word. He wants your word because he didn't want to produce fruit. Notice verse 16. Blessed are your eyes, for they see. Now this is important. Blessed are your ears that hear. Everyone say, blessed is my eyes that see. That's not this. That's the eye of faith. The eye that sees through the mysteries of God, that sees through the word of God, that sees through the lamp of God, that sees the unseen. I move in the realm of God because I can see the unseen. I move into the rest. I move through the door. I move into the throne of grace. I move into the love of the Father. I move in the union with the Father. I move in these realms because I can see them. Defined by the word of God. Amen. Now we're moving into a new realm. The indwelling God. Amen. Glory to God. If you'll drop down to verse 31. He said another parable he put forth. Now here he's talking about the mysteries. He said, the kingdom of heaven is like a grain of a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in what field? His field. He took the seed and he sowed it into his field. Say his field. Where do you think your field is? Right here. It's a garden. If it's all grown over thorns, nothing's going to grow. God has to come and pluck that garden up and get it ready. Now, there is a faith that can operate outside the love of the Father, but if you start operating in the love of the Father, God will clear your garden out. He makes it a lot easier, much more harmonious, filled with assurance and confidence. That's what God the Father does. That's what love does. It's a constant stream of assurance and confidence of what you're standing for will come to pass. A lot of people do not graduate in their faith, and they don't stay with it long enough because the enemy beats it out of them. Because doubt and unbelief will come and fear will come in and he'll beat that out of him. But if you have the love of the Father, it'll keep sustaining that thing all through the process. He'll keep assuring you. That love assures you. It brings confidence, a consistent assurance and a consistent confidence of love. So when you plant something in your garden, he says, I'm going to plant the heavens in you. Listen, when God wants to produce something out of your life, you got to get over the fact it's going to drop. Anything that drops out there can be taken from you. Because if you don't know how you got it, you won't know how to keep it. And I promise you, if it drops out there, the enemy's coming after it. But if it's grown inside, he can come all he wants. Grow your future inside you. Grow your future. Grow who you want to be. Dare to dream with the Father. Dare to dream the dream and grow it. Everyone, look at your neighbor and say, sow it and grow it. Woo! That's a good one there. Hallelujah. I say, sow it and grow it. You want to change? Sow it and grow it. Sow the promise. Grow it by dreaming with a Father. Oh, I like that. Everyone say, sow it and grow it. I tell you, if you'd spend more time sowing and growing, you would see a definite change. But we replace that with the effort of the world. We replace that with what we can do all the time. We replace that by our own sufficiency. You gotta let go of the world. Amen? It's a very powerful thing because when he's talking about this seed, he says it's the least of the things of the kingdom. Look at verse 12. It's indeed the least of all seeds because when it comes in, it's not coming in fully grown. That's the key to the impossible realm. When you ask God for something that's way above you, he's not going to shove the whole thing inside you. He's going to put the seed in you. He's going to put the essence of it in you. The Father's going to come with it and he's going to grow it inside you. As you learn to dream with him, he'll grow it up inside you. So what came in as impossible As it grows into you, it becomes possible because it's fueled with His love and it's fueled with His confidence. So it's growing, 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 growing. You forget that it's impossible because you're in there dreaming with the Father. You forget that this thing is way above you because you're not looking in the earth anymore. You're looking within. All your faith is consecrated and concentrated. Say concentrated. It's concentrated faith in the heart. Everything is in this realm, not this realm of the earth. And because it's in this realm, it's in God's realm. And because it's in God's realm, it's going to grow. Everyone say, it groweth up. It's the smallest of all things in your garden. Because there's a lot of stuff in there, but when God plants it, He'll plant the heavens as a seed. God is not, when you ask for something, you don't have to have faith for the tree. You need faith for the seed. That's what people are trying to do. They think you got to have faith for the whole tree. You don't need that. Get that out of your imagination. Receive the seed that produces the tree. The tree is going to grow in you in union. It's all about relationship. It's a faith that requires union. Sow it and grow it. Glory to God. I like that. I'm going to title this, Sow It and Grow It. Sow the vision. Grow it by dreaming with the Father. It's the greatest among the herbs. It becomes a tree. So the birds of the air come and lodge under the shadow of, you know what that means? Your tree gets so big that God starts feeding. Your tree gets so big, the kingdom starts stretching out. Amen. It breaks out of the ground. It's going to break out. It's going to start feeding. Fowls of the air, the birds of the air, they're going to start coming and lodge under the shadow of your tree. I don't know how to produce. Well, come lodge under my tree because I do. I don't know how the kingdom works. Well, come lodge under mine because I do. Amen. See, your tree is going to get enlarged. Glory to God. If you don't do that, if you don't get in touch with what's going on in your heart, you're going to keep getting the same harvest. Next May comes around, you'll be in the same boat you're in this. Or you can sow it and grow it. Next time May comes around, you're in a whole nother boat. You're in your future. At the most, your future, at the very least, your future will be in you. If you don't like where you are right now, sow it and grow it on the inside. Shift. Take time to grow something in your garden. Because if you think it's just going to fall on you, you're going to keep thinking that. If it hadn't fallen on you in the last 30 years, it's probably not going to fall on you in the next 30. Amen. And what should your neighbor say? Sow it and grow it. Dare to dream the dream of the Father. You're going to need the Father when you're dreaming with Him. You're going to need Him present with you. God's not going to be up there and you're dreaming down here. You're going to be with Him in the dream. You're in Him and He's in you. He's coming with a love that's not of this world. Amen. Glory! Say, it groweth up. It may come in as a seed, but it will grow. How does it grow? Dreaming with the Father. I dream with Him. He paints. Oh, He'll employ your sanctified imagination. He'll get up in it. And then it become the paintbrush by which He will paint your future on the canvas of your spirit. He'll paint an image. He'll broaden that image. He'll paint a panoramic view of your dream, and He'll keep painting. Every day you do it, He's painting and painting, and that image grows and grows and grows. See the seeds growing up inside you. So when you close your eyes, I see my dream. I see the promise. I'm dwelling with the promise. The promise is dwelling in me. I don't see it not happening. I see it happening. I don't see myself not in it. I see myself in it. That's the glorious thing, because the living word becomes a living vision that you dwell in. And then the Father will come and perambulate with you. He'll come and survey the land with you. He'll come walk with you. He'll say, let's take a stroll. That's what it means, take a stroll. We're going to take a stroll through your vision. Let's walk with you. Let's walk. Let's walk in the vision. See, you keep thinking walking out here. You don't need to walk out here. Walk in here. God said, I will walk where? In you. I will dwell in you. Father comes and dwells. Let's walk inside. And as you walk, He keeps expanding and opening it wide. He's walking with you, perambulating with you, dreaming the dream of the Father. And the more you do it, The greater this realm grows, its seeds growing and growing. It's a spiritual thing that's happening, but it's going to break out of your garden. It's going to break forth into the earth. Amen. And when it groweth up and it breaks forth, oh my. The enemy, though he may try, he can't touch it. It's been born of the kingdom. Say, born of the kingdom. And anything that's been born of the kingdom will forever stay of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Because you sowed it and you growed it. Amen. I know that's probably not proper grammar, but we're in Texas. Hallelujah. We can get away with it. Hallelujah. All the English teachers always send me emails. I'm going to have to pronounce that. All right, verse 33. Isn't that good? Dwelling with the Father. I'm going to give you a big key on Tuesday on how to get to the love of the Father. Boy, it was glorious too. It's an amazing key. Hallelujah. I'm going to teach you how to transition properly, how to transition in each realm easily. I've been transitioning wrong. I'm learning how to transition smoothly. It's a smooth transition. Everything builds upon. I'm not going there. That's Tuesday. Praise God. My spirit's always wanting to jump into Tuesday. Hallelujah. I love. See, when you walk with God, he'll keep you right in step where you need to be. You fall behind, your manna gets old. You get out of step and your manna will get old. See, your manna gets old because you're out of step. You cannot preach, not even where we're at. We can't preach 2 weeks ago manna. We can't preach a month ago manna. We have to stay with the manna that's on the ground. You only get manna with the Father's in union with him. You stay in union, he'll keep your manna fresh. Amen. Keep it flowing. He'll keep you right ahead of the schedule. I love being a little bit ahead. Not in front of him, but I like him being in front of me a little bit. So I know where I'm going. I know where I'm going. I don't like walking up here and don't knowing what I'm doing. I like to see what he's doing before we do it. Amen. I saw this service this morning. I saw what I'm doing. I see what I'm doing Tuesday. I see where we're going. Amen. I like that lampstand right in front of me. I don't need that lampstand 5 years in front of me. Just keep it a couple of days in front of me and just be fine. Keep that lampstand so I know where I'm going. Hallelujah. I know I'm, why? Because I'm perambulating with the Father. I am perambulating with the Father. Dwelling. Walk with me. The dream center of the heart. Greatest thing God ever did is given us a heart. The dream. It's the birthing center of heaven. All the things you see, he uses these examples like planting a seed into a field or the birth of a woman. It all originates within. You got to sow it and grow it. If you're not willing to do that, you're not going to see the kingdom harvest. And you can get a harvest out of your own self. You can get a harvest out of the world. You can get a harvest out of a gift. You can get a harvest out of an education. But if you want a kingdom harvest, you're going to do it God's way. Look at your neighbor and say, do it God's way. Perambulate. Say, perambulate. Now, don't pray in tongues when you say that. Perambababa. Say, perambulate. Verse 33. It's taken me many, 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 many years and about, I have teachings. You'll run across them if you're perambulating through the website. And you'll hear me preach this, and then I'll preach it another way. Because each time it's growing, because my revelation's growing. This verse right here is very key. It's all part of the mystery. He's all of this talking about the operation of his word sown in the heart to produce a harvest. Now he's going to shift it and give you a new type of imagery here. But I have something here. I believe I'm on this one now. Hallelujah. Verse 33. Another parable spake he unto them. He's still talking about the operation of the word, how the kingdom produces, how the kingdom will bring forth. Amen. He said the kingdom of heaven is where I've been trying to get to the whole service. Hallelujah. The kingdom of heaven, we've been perambulating, strolling through the message. You're going to learn. First Church of the Perambulators. We are perambulating with the Father. That is my new word. Hallelujah. So another parable spake unto them, the kingdom of heaven. So the kingdom, whenever time he talk about the kingdom of heaven, he's going to talk to you about how it works. Amen. Do you like getting the present harvest you're getting? When I read these words and God starts talking about the impossible and all the things that we have the capacity for and not being able to produce, that used to just just irritate me. Now it motivates me. When I see something, I'm going to find out. I am on a life mission to find out how this kingdom works. I want a birth into the realm of the impossible. I don't want to just do church. I don't care about that. Listen, the days are over. We're not just sheep in a sheep pen. Amen? We are rams of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lions and lionesses. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just don't go eating the sheep. Praise the Lord. The kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal till the whole was leavened. Boy, that's powerful. Now, that leaven was the key, but it needed 3 measures to make it work. And those 3 measures and that leaven coming together, that was a mystery. He didn't say 2 measures or 1 measure. He said 3. 3 measures. Now, you can do it. You can do it with just 1 measure, but you get the 3 measures together in the leaven factor. The leaven causes an explosion or an expansion, something you can't do. It's the same way that the seed supernaturally expands. The leaven's going to cause the expansion. You can't make the expansion happen. That's not going to expand out here. It's going to expand in here, in the heart. All of this is happening in the heart. When it expands, it'll bust through your ceiling. And when it busts through the ceiling, it bakes the cake for you. It'll bake the vision for you. It'll create it. It's part of the dreaming with the Father, but you got to get the 3 measures in there if you want to make it work properly. Don't have to have them all, but it sure makes it easy when you have all 3. Amen? Love, word, and dunamis. On the kingdom, your vision, your dream. It needs your word. Say your word. See, the whole chapter is about the word. Your word needs something. Everybody's got a vision, I'm finding out. And a lot of people have an unfulfilled vision. I'll give you a show of hands. How many of you have a vision right now sitting up in your heart that has not been fulfilled? Raise your hand. Hello, that's about 97% of the church. I can go to any congregation in the world and get almost that same exact percentage. There's something wrong right now that's got to be fixed. We're a generation of vision. God has put the last day vision into his people all over the world. The people of God are carrying the Father's plan for the last days. Everyone's looking for it to come down, but I'm going to submit to you it's already been sown. The Father's given the vision. What we need to do is unlock what's inside of us. Not unlock our human potential. We need to unlock the God potential. We need to unlock what God's put in us. If we can unlock his dream, his vision, we can dream with him. If we can get that percentage reversed, we're only 3% are carrying vision, and 97% of us are flowing in a fulfilled dream. You're going to see a lot of shifting take place. Our churches will be much more whole. Our families will be much more whole. Our businesses and ministry will be much more whole. Our cities and communities will be much more whole because God's already put the answer for the world's problems, your family problems, your financial problems. He put it inside you. You got to unlock it. Amen. That's what I'm on a quest for. To unlock. Now, I'm walking in a part of my God-given destiny, but a very small part. There's so much more. I want to see it come out. And here is the answer, is here, how this works. Now, I'm going to get another show of hands. How many of you in here today, your vision is at least 100 times greater than you are? Raise your hand. Oh, yeah. How about 1,000 times greater? Uh-huh. So you're going to need the God of the impossible. But the God of impossible is going to need you. Now, if you think that that thing that's 100 times bigger than you and 1,000 times bigger than you just going to fall? No. It doesn't fall. Best we're going to get is a miracle. We're going to have to sow it. Looks like it's already been sown. We're going to have to grow it inside. Amen. Now he said the same way with his cake, it's going to expand when these three measures hit this leaven. The leaven factor is your faith. He says he gave them the word, gave them the promise, but they didn't what? Mix the faith. Amen. Got to mix the faith. But faith in itself, you need to equip your faith. You need to supply things. Your faith is calling out for things. Your faith will be much more effective if you learn how to use it and get the proper ingredients into the cake. Ladies, you ever baked a cake? This didn't come out as sweet as you wanted it to be. You forgot something. You got to get the ingredient right. Amen. Or you're baking the bread. You got to get the ingredient proper. Now, there's three measures that I have found over our course, the 7-8 years. I don't know how many years we've been in the right hand. 7-8 years? Dear Lord, I just quit counting the years anymore. So this journey we've been on, how about this journey? I'm not calling a wilderness journey. Oh, no. But this journey we've been on to learn how this works, I found and located three distinct measures. Each one of them have a very profound purpose and a profound impact. And you put the three together, it's a lightning rod. It causes an expansion and a glorious conversion and a glorious union. It causes that supernatural expansion of what we're looking for. We need that leaven to expand in us. We need the seed to expand. Every one of us have vision, but that vision's like a seed. It gets dormant if we don't know what to do with it. We got to get it to grow inside of us where it'll break forth. We got to get the bread to expand, amen? Because that's what's going to cause the kingdom to come forth. The kingdom cometh in by ingredient. It cometh in by measure. It cometh in by seed, but it don't come out like that. It comes out with a force. It'll come out with a whoo. But you have to find what makes that happen, and that's what we're missing. What makes that happen? You're going to, number one, you're going to have to give attention to these things. Amen. If you're not willing to give the attention, it won't grow. It'll go dormant. It'll grow dormant. A lot of people don't give attention to what God's given and it grows dormant. And they keep wanting God to do something. And God keeps saying, it's inside you. It's inside you. It's inside you. Come on, God, make it happen. It's inside you. Make it happen, God. Glory to God. It's inside you. Psst, it's inside you. I need something. It's okay to need something. My faith needs something. Everyone say, my faith needs something. Some of you, your faith's not the problem. You need the other ingredients. Amen? You got the leaven. But you got to get some measures in there that cause that leaven, that word to go, whoo. Amen? So I'm going to give these to you and we'll expand because some of them you know. So the first that I found. It's hugely important. I'm going to give these kind of quick because time has run out. The first one I found is the rest. Say the rest. I don't want to call it rest because it's not you resting your body. That'll get you nowhere but resting your body. It's called the rest. He that, more importantly, the higher realm of the rest, the lily's grace. Why is that important? Because he that entereth my rest ceases from his own works. As long as you're trying to produce that vision, it will not come to pass. Abraham had to learn that the 24-year route. As long as you're trying to produce it, it's not going to happen. Believe me, your soul will try to manufacture your promise. How do you know that? I read that in my own book. Many chapters of my life trying to produce the vision. I learned to slow down. And I want a lot of things. I want this church to be a lot of things, but I got to let God do it. But I can't just sit back and let him do it. He needs my cooperation. Now I'm learning how to cooperate with him. I'm learning how to get in union with him. But one thing he needs at each level is the rest. Say the rest. Why is that important? And more importantly, the lily's grace. The lily's grace, consider the lily, there's no toil, there's no spinning. When you're producing from the kingdom, it has nothing to do with your sufficiency. It has absolutely nothing to do with the works and the works-oriented curse that governs this world system. This world from day one will teach you how to be driven. How many of you have been driven to succeed all your life to find out you've come to nothing? That's what the world do. They'll drive you. And you wake up one door, I'm being driven. What do I have to show for it? It'll take from you what drives you. Because it's a system that's designed to govern your life. To imprison your life in a system. We break out of that system. We break out of the curse that dominates. We break out of the sweat of the brow. We break out. We have to move into the rest. The kingdom cometh by rest. God doesn't work as long as you're working. I'm not talking about going your job. Do not. You got to grow the kingdom. You got to cease from your own works concerning the birth of that vision. We work while we're doing this, but you got to cease from your own works concerning the birth of that vision. You got to bring it into the rest. We've taught a lot about that, but you got to get it into where there's no more toiling from you. There's no more toiling, spinning, labor, travail. All that's got to come to rest. That gets up in your garden. I told Anna Chuck the other day, I said, when I go up, every place I go to, I'm preparing my garden. When I go into the throne of grace, I'm unloading. When I get into the rest, I'm looking to unload all my sufficiency. I want my garden full of the rest. I want it where I've ceased from my own labors and I'm dwelling in it. And then I want to get in the lily's grace and I just want to lay down. That place is so amazing. Oh my God. To lay down in the garden of the lilies. He dwells, the Bible says he walks among his lilies. Well, there's no toiling and no spinning. Just the sheer essence of having no burden whatsoever on you. Having perfect union where there's no spinning. He said, consider, meditate, understand. What does the lily do anyway? Nothing. And that Solomon in all of his glory, all of his king, priest, government glory was not arrayed like one of them. What did he do? What does the lily do? What? Does the lily do best? Rest and receive. The lily has learned to receive. You have to receive the grace. You feel that shift? You receive the stillness. You dwell in the midst of the stillness. Why is that so important? Because when God has that garden, your faith amplifies when he's not contending with you. Amen? It gets in your garden. It lays. It's the subfloor of your garden. It's the rest. Because I'm going to bring forth out of the rest. Out of the rest. I'm going to bring forth out of the grace. Amen. Because I'm there to receive. He's doing the work, but he's doing using my garden and my faith. Amen. God's going to do this one. The Lord said, my Father's going to give it to you, but I'm going to do it. Now, we both can't be doing it. Amen. That's the big one. Number two, I'm going to run through these because number two, this one's huge. This is the biggest one of all. The love of the Father. Say the love of the Father. Each one of these, the love of the Father has made the difference altogether in faith because of the assurance it brings every day. It doesn't allow your soul because your emotions, when you're believing God for something, your emotions will get involved. And sometimes your sight will get involved. Sometimes you'll want to get weary, but the rest will deal with your weariness. But the love upholds you and it holds your emotions up. So you're not like this every day. One day up, one day down. One day up, one day down. One day, the next day, One day you're like this, then up day like that. No! The love upholds you because it sustains you. That's why you got to get to know the Father. That's why the Lord said, before you even believe, come dwell with the Father. And then my Father will come and dwell with you and you can dream with him. And he'll dream with you and he'll supply your dream with love. He'll supply your vision with love. And that sustains you. It brings confidence and assurance and hope. And it fills you every day. See, it keeps your faith from going to the dark side. Amen? You stay in Luke Skywalker faith. No more Darth Vader. You stay in the Skywalker faith. Amen? I'm Skywalker. I'm young Jedi Skywalker. You don't want to go to the dark side. It upholds you. See, it upholds you. It's a love that gets up in your garden. See, I don't go just straight to the garden. I go to the Father and I dwell with him. And I said, Father, fill my heart with your love. Fill my garden with your love. Why? Because I want him to walk in me. I want to perambulate with him in the vision, and I want his love there. I've done it both ways. I don't like it when his love's not there. It's not as full because he gets up in there with me. We walk together. He said, did he not say, I will walk in you? Did he not say it? So love the rest. And the final one, these measures, you got to learn to receive it. Dunamis, say dunamis. Dunamis is the building, spiritual building matter that God created the whole world with. And you learn to receive dunamis every day. Dunamis, love, and rest. When you get these measures in your garden, you don't have to have them all, but wow, they create an atmosphere for the Word of God. They create an atmosphere for your faith that causes an expansion, that causes an atmosphere of faith to rise within you. And that thing that came in as a seed just grows and grows and grows, and you're just dwelling and living in it. It's the most phenomenal thing I've yet found in God, is to dwell and perambulate with the Father in the vision, where dunamis is present, where love is present, where his rest is present. Just the atmosphere, you dwell in there in that realm. It'll cause you to give birth to your future. Amen. We're gone are the days we're going to keep coming in and out of church, in and out of church. We are going to give birth to our future now. Amen. Because you're going to see some people get a hold of this. Now, everybody won't get a hold of it at this level of revelation. Well, somebody is going to get stirred up, and they're going to grab a hold of it. I remember one time my spiritual father, he taught on tongues, and I took his tape, and I listened to it 21 times. Back then it was cassette tape. 21 back and forth to work every day. 21. Man, that hit me, and I learned how to pray in tongues off that one tape. I just did it. Amen. When you learn to grab, you got to get inspired enough. But when you grab this and the light comes on, see, a lot of times the light won't come on if you're not tired of your circumstance. Because you're not sick and tired of being sick and tired. You're not going to the next level. There's only two people. You get sick and tired of being sick and tired. You give up. And I don't know if you know this, but if you give up and lay your sword down, the enemy will rend you. I see it all the time. People lay their sword down and they think that they're going to walk away from this war. I said, you're just going to go get beat up. And he will never leave you alone. Even when you lay your sword down, I mean, that's when he loves to just rend people. Then you've got the people that are inspired. And what happens? I'm prophesying this. Somebody is going to get inspired. And you're going to take on something 100 times greater than you. And you are going to give birth to that. And you're going to come and give testimony. Because I see a young man in here. You're glowing like a light bulb. Because you just moved a massive mountain out of your life that you couldn't have moved in 50 years. And I see you standing up here, weeping and crying. And in fact, your family's around you, with you. And they're saying, we never could have known this could have happened. And once your faith gets lit up like that, it's going to light the place up. And when the place lights up, people are going to grab on and say, oh my God, I can do this too. Because all it takes is one person to bust through the veil. And you see the power of this kingdom. You'll see it's a treasure hidden in the field. You'll sell everything you've got for it. You'll throw everything aside. If I got to take a chainsaw and cut half my house off to buy time to birth my future, then bring me the chainsaw, baby. If I got to cut half the limbs off of me that are distracting me, I'll cut them down, because I'm going to give birth to something that cannot be shaken. I'm going to give birth. Hallelujah. I'm going to give birth. I'm going to sow it, and I'm going to grow it until it breaks forth. My eyes are like lightning right now. My faith is like lightning. I tell you, I will not be deterred. I'm watching every day. I'm guarding everything. That's why I won't take on new projects. People say, let's do this. I'm not doing nothing until this comes out. Then I'll take on a new project. Because I don't need another project. I need to birth something.
Because if you birth it, God, he'll increase that thing for you. God will multiply that thing. God will take care of it. If he births for you, it's a land that the Lord thy God cares for. His eyes are upon it from the beginning of every year to the end of every year. He births it, he'll watch over it. You birth it, you got to carry it. Let's all stand. Hallelujah. Let's give him glory. Hallelujah. Father, grant us the dream with you. In my garden, put your hand over your heart. Open my garden. Open my garden, Father. Open it wide. I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, learn to receive every day rest. Receive the love. Receive the dunamis. Learn to receive. Listen, I was at the gym the other day. And there was a guy that he's about half in, half out. Kingdom, you know how they are. And I'm talking to him. And he says, man, I'm praying. And the Spirit of the Lord said, tell him to spend only half his time praying. And the other half, and I said, how much are you praying? He said, well, I don't have a lot of time. I just pray 10 minutes. I said, I want you to just pray 5 minutes. He looked at me like, what? He knows I'm a pastor. I said, spend the other half receiving. He goes, well, what do you mean? I said, well, when you pray, just stop and just see yourself like a sponge and say, Father, what I just prayed for, I receive. I receive your grace. I receive the love. I receive your rest. I receive dunamis. I receive your fullness so I can dream with you. He came up to me the other day. He goes, oh, my God, it works. He goes, I just have to come and tell you. I started receiving, like you said. And he goes, I've been doing that. He goes, about the seventh day, things just started happening for me. He goes, something just came over me. One morning, it just came over me. And all of a sudden, he goes, the whole day, everything was working for me. I said, isn't that glorious? Now, that'll work for you just to get out in the world. How much more it'll work for you to birth something impossible? Every one of you in this place, God the Father has said it. You have the capacity to move great mountains. It doesn't matter how you're born. It doesn't matter what your circumstance is. You have a garden of the living God on the inside of you. You have the capacity for greatness in the kingdom. Father, as we guard this heart with all diligence, we ask you to fill it. Put your hand over your heart, fill it. Fill it. Fill it. Love. Say love. Rest. The lily's grace. Clothe me in the lily's grace. I receive the perfect rest. I'll stop spinning. Stop toiling. All my fear is gone. I receive love. It's casting out fear. Casting out doubt. Casting out unbelief. I receive the dunamis creative life. My garden is filled with the measures. Fill me with the measures. I receive. I receive it. Sow it and grow it. Dare to dream with the Father. It's been our pleasure serving you today. Let this week be your greatest week ever. In the glorious name of Jesus, amen. Let's give him glory. Hallelujah. God bless you all in fullness, in fullness.